You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump's former personal lawyer has pleaded guilty to lying to the US Congress about a proposed business venture of Mr. Trump's in Moscow during the 2016 election campaign. Michael Cohen, a former member of President Trump's inner circle, pleaded guilty to one count of making false statements to two congressional panels about a real estate project the president was pursuing while running for president. The president maintains Mr. Cohen only pleaded guilty to get a more lenient sentence for other tax evasion charges.
And he's a weak person, and by being weak, unlike other people that you watch, he's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about. I mean, we were very open with it. We were thinking about building a building. I guess we had in a form, it was an option. I don't know what you'd call it. I decided ultimately not to do it. There would have been nothing wrong if I did do it. If I did do it, there would have been nothing wrong. That was my business. So he's lying very simply to get a reduced sentence, okay?
Mr. Cohen has told a Manhattan court, although he submitted a written statement to Congress in 2017 saying all efforts related to the real estate project in Moscow had ceased by January 2016, they actually continued until June 2016. That is when Mr. Trump won the Republican presidential nomination. A document provided to the court says Mr. Cohen provided false statements to both the Senate and House Intelligence Committees to create the impression the Moscow project had ended by the time the political primary season began. The proposal to build a Trump skyscraper in the Russian capital ultimately did not materialize, and the president is downplaying it.
I don't know when I decided, but somewhere during the period of time, I was never very enthused, somewhere during the period because I was running for president. My focus was running for president. But when I run for president, that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to do business. I was doing a lot of different things when I was running. After I won, obviously, I don't do business from January 20th, but more importantly, which is a following year. But I ran a business. In fact, I often joke about the fact that I was the only person that campaigned and simultaneously ran a business.
Michael Cohen's unexpected guilty plea stems from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Mr. Mueller, who took over the investigation from the FBI in May 2017, has secured guilty pleas from several former aides and associates of President Trump. That includes former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and former national security advisor Michael Flynn. Mr. Mueller has also charged a series of Russian individuals and entities. President Trump submitted written answers to questions posed in the Mueller investigation last week. If he is found to have colluded with Russia, the US Congress could impeach him, or the president could face criminal charges, although that is unlikely. Democrat Senator Mark Warner says Michael Cohen's guilty plea has to raise concerns around the president.
There seems to be a trend here amongst so many of the president's closest allies that they don't tell the truth, although you've also got a White House that seems on a daily basis not to have its facts straight.
President Trump has called the Mueller investigation a witch hunt and says he would not intervene if Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker moved to curtail the investigation. Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein says Mr. Cohen's admission of guilt raises serious questions about the president's relationship with Russia and whether he and his family have been honest. Another Democrat senator, Tim Kaine, says Robert Mueller appears to be nearing the conclusion of his investigation.
I think clearly the Mueller investigation is starting to really accelerate. He did what he should have done, which was take a low profile in the 2 months before the election, but it's starting to accelerate now.
And does this bring it closer to the president, you believe?
Well, yeah, it certainly does because of Cohen's relationship with the president, but exactly what the lies were and, you know, I guess that will come out when the plea is made. So, but it definitely feels like there's an accelerating pace now.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.